Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name is Joel.
I'm Jeremy. We are brought to you by Comeuppance Network. Check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
Check out all the other Jay and Jack shows. Become a patron. Use the Amazon affiliate link if you're going to buy any stuff over the Christmas holiday. Go to jayandjack.com/iTunes to hit up any of their other shows, as well as jayandjack.com/Patreon and /Amazon. All of those things.
All those things.
So we watched, what was it we watched? Oh, it was the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead.
Damn, that was the show that everybody's like really
given
forgot.
Up on. The show that everybody's given up on.
Like, I wasn't kidding right there.
What?
Like, I'd really forgotten for a second. Like, when you said, I had to, like, look up. I was like, this is Michelle.
Oh, yeah, we're watching Walking Dead.
what do you mean everybody's given up on it? See, I'm not heavy on the social media, so like I don't know what the
generally
internet,
speaking
what the internet trolls are what the internet trolls are saying these days.
Generally speaking, people are down on the show as if it's boring, and I feel like we've discussed this, the bingeable thing versus, you know, if you binge watch this show, it's going to be better than if you watch one week at a time and have to wait.
I agree.
Because some episodes feel like they're boring, but none of them really are.
I mean,
some of them are uneventful.
Now, I'll tell you what, like, on second watch, like, this is probably pretty fantastic. Like,
what's
if
that?
You watch it again,
the whole series,
like, just binge it again from start to finish.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I've done with Game of Thrones a million times, but I haven't done with Walking Dead. Like, I haven't gone back and started this from the beginning ever.
I think, like, I did it once.
I watched I watched the first episode of this when it aired. Like, when it aired on AMC when I had cable.
Oh, you watched?
I watched the first episode the night it aired.
Yeah?
Yes.
What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. It blew me away. And then for some reason it didn't come back to it? I couldn't get into it. Like, and then, you know, like, I've told this story. Like, a couple years later I got into it, and then, like, by season four, like, I don't know why it took so long, but, like, the one, it was like snap formula. It was like the scene. It was Daryl and what was her? The young blonde chick, Herschel's
Beth.
Beth, yes. Daryl and Beth were in the moonshine cabin.
Yeah,
and they like he raged out, like burned down the moonshine cabin. I was like, oh, this show's about the characters, not the zombies.
Yeah,
you know. And then I was like, okay, it's good. You know, like and then I bought in. You know.
Yeah, so, no, but that's fair enough. I mean, I really think that's genuinely.
It,
what,
you call me stupid, but that's kind of what it was. That like, that's the point of the show when I really bought in. I was like, oh man, that's okay. That's what this is about. Like,
okay, now did you know? Do you want to know something about what they announced after the episode on Talking Dead?
What do you mean announced?
They announced something that. A character was going to cross over from one series to the other. From The Walking Dead.
To Fear the Walking Dead?
To Fear the Walking Dead.
From Walking Dead to Fear the Walking Dead?
Yes.
What the fuck? How is that going to work?
I don't know. But
haven't watched Fear the Walking Dead.
I haven't watched season three. Do you want to know who's going to Fear the Walking Dead? I can't think of anything that spoils.
So,
in the sense that, like,
so is it gonna blow? It's like, am I gonna be like, holy shit, or is it just like, I don't, just tell me. I don't know. I don't gotta guess.
That one guy, Ben. No, I'm just kidding. It's Morgan. Morgan's gonna transition to Fear the Walking Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna work, but I'm interested.
Well, I mean, it just seems like the timelines don't match up unless they've caught that up.
Maybe they have
in Fear the Walking Dead, which is, I guess, we should be watching that if we're. Gonna reference it, maybe.
It's not terrible. It's just, it's different than The Walking
Dead.
Why
do you think they're doing that to try to, like,
cross-pollinate? Well, because
save Fear of the Walking Dead?
I don't know if it's so much
we gotta bring over one of the main stars because this one's not doing as well.
What if it was to let
I mean,
because
I thought, like, I hadn't watched this is the first season, sorry to talk over you, but the main actor I thought was really intriguing. The dad? And the mom, I thought that Dan and the mom of both the family of Fear the Walking Dead, I thought were really good, like as far as actor-wise, but I don't know why, again, I just didn't buy into that show right away. It was really good. Like, now I'm thinking about it, the whole, like, I don't know,
getting to see it happen.
In the fucking water with the zombies, like, god damn, that's giving me the creepy crawlies right now, like, as we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I forgot what I was saying.
I'm sorry.
Like, no, it's cool. I don't. I just. I don't know.
We were talking about Morgan cross-pollinating over
it. What if it's not about so much as him trying to save the show as Morgan's character getting to blossom, or it being a natural progression of his character to walk away at this point, and then he just runs into you know what I mean? Like something like that.
But completely across the other side of the country.
Well, but who's to say that's where they are now?
Morgan's own spinoff, like Morgan Adventures of Morgan, Adventures of Turtle Clear Morgan across the United States.
Exactly. But I mean, that's all I've ever wanted is for them to move around more. So if he, I don't know how he gets there. What if it has to do with the helicopter?
Ooh, there you go.
What if he just gets on the helicopter and goes back?
Goes back to
wherever, to the Fear the Walking Dead set.
It seemed like it would just be like a golf cart ride down to the next studio, but... right? No, they're filming a lot of that shit on location, aren't they? Like, there's a lot of shit going on. Like,
I would think so.
Yeah, that California shit was in California for sure. Like, right. Yeah, that wasn't like the sets. Like, that was California cliffside, buddy. That wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't some fake shit.
I don't know. I do enjoy Fear the Walking Dead. It's gotten better towards the end of season two. I keep falling asleep just because I started so
late. I
think
it was season two that I left off. It was when they were still on the boat. They hadn't gotten off that.
I'm
crazy
on episode
yacht
15
yet.
Of season two, but I hear season three got really good.
So I'm wondering if they did a time jump or something to somewhere closer to where.
Yeah. I don't know.
We are.
Well, I mean, Morgan could be on there on a transitional phase. What if they're fucking with us? What if Morgan's going to be on there, but it's going to be Clear Morgan? I think the more logical thing, now that I've already said it, is the helicopter. But what if happened in the past?
Helicopters can't travel cross country. A small helicopter like that. I think we had this discussion even. Like, I don't know, but like, I don't think they're meant to go like really long distances.
No, I don't think so either, but shit, who knows?
If there's a helicopter.
Maybe there's an airport.
There's somewhere it came from. Right, exactly. So there could be more helicopters, potentially an airplane, you know, a working airport. Like, there was shit before the internet. Like, people operated before we had.
Oh, right, before
internets
we had
and cell phones,
the power
like
grid
so, like,
and everything.
You got to go back to that. Like, people would go back to that thing. You know, what I was thinking about when we were watching this episode was like, okay. Warfare, in a sense, whatever, like the Civil War, you know, like that kind of warfare evolved to a certain degree. And then this happens. The zombie apocalypse happens.
Right.
And then warfare between people, it changes completely. Like you see what they're doing with the road warrior metal, like... I don't know, what do you call them, barricades welded to the sides of the cars?
Oh, right.
And, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, we're fighting a war, but this is way different than you would think about. Like, this isn't, like, army soldiers running around in camouflage. It's complete, I don't know, like, the idea of warfare in this post-zombie apocalyptic society is interesting.
Yeah.
The whole, like, chopping a tree down the road to stop the caravan, like, it's a... It's like, I don't know, like, speaking of which, how do you fall for the same shit twice?
Well,
come on, people!
I genuinely think it's a great trap. It's a great stall tactic, and if you just wait, even if they had seen it earlier and turned around, they're still there behind them. You know what I mean? Like, they wait so far back that they just pin them in. There's nowhere for them to go. It's woods on both sides.
But
they pick
you
spots
have
where
to
they
come,
can't
okay,
drive
so they
the
have
grass.
That tactic. Okay, now, to avoid... us getting caught by this tactic, we have to do this, which
get
means
something that
send motherfuckers
trees.
Out on dirt bikes. I don't care to ride through the forest to look for the fucking bunch of motherfuckers that's sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah.
But okay, they're waiting right here, so let's sneak up on them.
Right.
I mean...
Well, but they would have to be thinking that far ahead.
Yes! But you should be!
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
At this point...
Well, but do they know that they're out?
I mean, the
Maggie
whole, like, oh, we have
Negan
them pinned
them
in,
out.
Like, you really thought that was going to hold? Like, that was going to be, like, the thing? That was going to be it?
Okay,
I mean, like, I feel like the cockiness and over-assumption, like, that everything was going to be okay and just work out perfectly was a little annoying.
Well, oh, but you're talking about by different people. Rick showed up there, and it was like, he's like, what the fuck? And the garbage people are there, and he gets shot at, and he turns and looks, and they're gone.
Gone.
They just bailed the fuck out. Why does he even try with these people?
What?
I think people have been annoyed about that.
But
people
you know what?
Been talking about how stupid it is for Rick to go there twice. Like, he was already betrayed by them. Why the fuck would he ever go back and try to convince
them? Like, now, like, when this is all over with, you're next. You and your fucking garbage people.
Yeah.
The garbage pail kids. You go to sleep. Like, that's it. Like, there's no getting along with these people. You can't trust them.
No.
You gave them the opportunity twice.
Right.
And they fucked you over. I don't know, man. Right.
How do you think
not
they got
like
out?
Picture.
How do you think they... What do you think Eugene's plan was?
Plan was for what?
To get them out. They said Eugene got them out.
They mowed them all down.
You think that's what the plan was? It was just to use up the bullets and that he could replenish?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the only way out.
Right, it seemed to be. I couldn't think of anything
and
else.
And then they had him thinned out enough to where they could get some vehicles out, and they used his music tactic to lure the rest of the herd away, they said. So there's a herd being led from somewhere.
Oh,
there was a scene
okay.
in the episode where you could hear music from the background. I think it was a scene where what's-his-name was talking to Maggie. He's like, you hear that? Blah, blah, blah. Dude was kind of oversharing a little bit.
Simon?
Yeah, I think he might have overplayed his hand
like,
a little bit.
It feels like, first of all, that would have been devastating if they had offed Jerry right at that moment, which is sort of what I thought was... I mean, where they might be going with that on the road.
I thought that was going to happen,
but
too.
But the way they did the whole, the coffin thing, and I did quite enjoy that, the way she asked for the favor and got it.
What's going on with your mind?
I don't know what's going on here. It's being really weird and, like, wanting to turn the opposite way.
Yeah. I kind of thought for sure Jerry was going to die, too. They're not often characters at the pace they used to. You know what I mean? I think they're worried about what the masses are going to think. You're having some trouble over there.
I'm having massive mic troubles. It's the shit out of me.
You know what I mean? Like, they used to just bring characters on, give them a little backstory, get you all attached to them, and then off them right away. Now they're getting... I think they're, like, listening to people too much. Just do what you're going to do. If you're going to off a character, just fucking do it. Don't worry about what everybody's going to think about it.
Well, yeah.
You're going to have people that are going to be mad at you either way. Comic book people or... You need a new mic stand.
I don't know what's going on. It should be fine. It's never been a problem before.
No, it hasn't. Like, this has never seen me fiddle with your mic. Right. You have there now.
So they're fucked on the road there. He shoots that dude in the head. Right? I mean, just kills him.
Neil. What did you say his name was? Neil? Where did that guy come from?
I mean, he was just in the hilltop. You got to remember, we don't know the hilltop people. Necessarily.
Yeah, right, but like that dude, he had one line. What did he say? Damn right.
Damn right. I mean, that's good old Neil. He was the damn right guy.
He had like a cane or like a, he had like a Morgan staff.
What damn was... right.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm sorry. Does it feel like I'm yelling? I feel like I'm yelling.
Why does it matter
know.
If you're
I'm
yelling?
Fired up.
Who gives a shit?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think it was a good episode. Hated that it was all so dark.
That and the whole, like, let's ease up on the slow motion close up face shots. Like you're eating up a lot of dialogue time, if you ask me. Show us something.
I agree, except the one in the sewer.
At the end?
You know why? Because
oh, it's perfectly placed.
I didn't know what they were doing at the
me
time when
either.
I first watched it. Everybody was looking away from Rick. When he walked in, they're all like head down because they knew his son was dying. And they all just like broke eye contact with him and looked ashamed almost. And I didn't get it the first time through.
No. And then the second time you're watching,
then I'm
you
like,
gotta...
fuck. Dude, there are so many clues in the whole episode that
you're
Carl's
good at not die. Like, you know, other people like
will spoil
even
it.
I can't, like, even just with like an eye, with like a look,
yeah,
you know, and they're like looking at you waiting for your reaction. When we're watching that shit, you're kind of sitting behind me too a little bit, so I can't really, I try not to look at you, you know what I'm saying, like,
right,
to see if you're filming me or not, like, because sometimes I know you might pop up your camera and like try to film my reaction, so I try to keep it natural and not, you know what I'm saying, not look at you. Oh, you did get it. Watching my reaction. Yeah. Oh, that's messed up. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, how great is that? You're like,
yeah.
you don't even let me know that something's going to happen. I'm just sitting there like casually. It's just like, yeah, I'm just leaning forward.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's just
good though. Cause like, I don't know, like, like that. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
good.
Now that I've told you, you'll never fall for that again. And you'll just look over
no,
and see. No,
I mean, like, I won't see, it's already in my head that you might be doing that. So I've already like defeated that. You know what I
excellent.
Mean? Like I've
trained you well right. over the years in that regard. Let's see. So in those, speaking of those close-ups, one of them they did was like, they were going from Maggie to whoever.
Jesus.
And then they went to Negan.
Right.
And my buddy Jimbo texts me and he goes, why are Maggie and Jesus and Negan in the same truck? What are you talking about? They were obviously cutting to different places. They weren't all in the same location.
They weren't even all in a vehicle.
No,
like, what?
It was ridiculous. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Fine.
You gotta play it off. Like,
right,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Aaron and Enid, they went and found a distillery. So they were going for the liquor then, right? That they were going to bring liquor to Oceanside. I assume that was the goal of what they were going to do there. They were going to treat them with alcohol as a way to... I'm telling you, that was something Carl said. That thing that I asked you, if anybody had said that, that sounds so familiar. Something they need. Or something like that. Like, we should bring them something they need. That felt like something Carl would say. Or maybe had said in regards to Sadiq.
So what they would need is liquor?
No, but she was doing a Carlism.
I mean, alcohol would be useful in any way, shape, or form to drink or to... You can use alcohol to treat
right.
wounds and all that shit
yeah.
like that, you know, as a rudimentary thing, but, like,
yeah,
still
I mean,
can
it's
be
an
used, you
it's
know.
Not
antiseptic. Yeah,
or whatever it is. It cleans...
Fuck,
I can't think of the word.
Antibacteria cleans shit out. It basically kills whatever
sterilizes.
Bacteria...
Boom.
Sterilizes. There you go. It would kill any bacteria or anything that's in the wound.
So, but
they
found that, and then instantly Daryl and everybody else are there grabbing the stuff? I was confused by that.
So, I don't know, man. Like you said, I think some of the darkness of this episode led to a little
this
bit of confusion.
This was daytime stuff, though. When Enid pulled to the distillery, she went off the... She went and turned that way. And then next scene was, like, Judith sitting... down there and Michonne coming up and talking to her about her. You know what she said to her? Your dad and I'll bring your dad back later.
Okay.
She didn't say anything about Carl. It was just like, it was what once I knew that was what happened, it was like,
you paid more attention.
Yeah, I was like, oh, damn.
I mean, like I said, man, we see him get bit, like. You even pointed out the placement of where the bite is. Like I mentioned, the cutting off of the arm thing. Maybe that's a way they could... But dude, like you see sweating, visibly pale.
Oh, in Carl's close-up. Remember the one where he had some stubble?
Yeah.
He was glistening.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
That was
if you
our
really
clues.
Look at it, like, it was clues,
because it
too.
Went to Carol and she was dry-skinned.
Even when he's standing up there talking to Negan.
Yeah.
You can see him... I mean, oh, this all goes, chalk this up to great fucking acting by whoever, I don't
Chandler know, Riggs.
Chandler Riggs. Standing there struggling, you could see him struggling almost talking to Negan.
Yeah.
Like if you really think about, like I haven't right. gone back and watched it a second time, but now that I'm thinking, you could see him almost
yeah.
wincing as he's lecturing Negan, almost broke him down a little bit. Like almost had him broke down,
yeah.
but then fucking played him like a fucking fool. That was a
right.
great line.
And he knew he was dead, so that was why he was
Holy
so emboldened.
Holy shit, everybody hold your fire, it's Carl.
Yeah, it's Carl. Yeah, I mean, I think Negan genuinely liked Carl.
Yeah.
You know, and
you're saying liked in the past tense, so you're just calling it dead. No possible way he's to be saved at all. Nothing.
Let's go through what the options could be. Give me an option how he lives.
The doctor removes a part of the thing, like the infected area. He removes what body part would be right there? I'm sorry, like organ. Is there anything close to that that can be removed? I'm asking, this is just speculation.
But what I'm going to say is going to negate that whole thing as an option. He's already sweating and temperature. He's already sick. The cutting off of the body part is to prevent the spreading altogether.
I know.
You know what I mean? Okay. So, like, I don't think that could help.
But do you think that...
Okay. They just cure the zombie apocalypse
just to
now.
Save Carl?
Yeah.
Do you think that... Well, we see that... What's his name? Is it Gabriel's sick as well from the innards. Okay, I know it's different than being bit. But maybe that illness is the same...
What
Which
do you
leads
mean?
To death. Maybe it's just the same fever and illness. Maybe you dying from this illness is what turns you into a zombie. I don't know. Maybe the illness is worse when you get bit instead of just having the growth. Maybe it's the same.
Oh, you think he's going
technically
to,
the virus? Maybe
if
they
he
can,
dies,
if they
he
remove that
walker.
Infected area, the fever will go away. Because I don't think Gabriel's going to die from just being sick. Like maybe if they remove that area, Carl would get better. This is just speculation. I'm just saying, I have a hard time accepting deaths in TV
unless
that aren't
permanent.
Like, you see, no fucking question about it. Like, Carl was not dead when we left him right there in the season finale, in the mid-season finale. So, like, until they come back, like they did last season with the whole beating, until they come back with that, like, we see Carl dead, done, over with, kaputs, I can't definitively say and refer to him in the past tense until it's done.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
I know, in the rules of this world, I know.
I don't think Carl lives. I think that was... They may bring the actor back to do, like, an episode or two for, you know, like they did with Tyrese and whatnot, where the...
Like a flashback
like
sort
the,
of thing?
Well, like the...
Or memory.
The digging the grave scene thing with Tyrese. I feel like that was a flash or something.
Well, they
know.
Just did one too where
Sasha and Abraham right
talking like anything, so they brought him back. That was a couple episodes into this season too when they did that.
So
they brought him back.
So you were talking about how annoyed you were at them saying it worked.
Well, just to say, listen, I can't believe that after all of the shit that these people have been through with Negan, and even everything else that they've been through, to just be like, yeah, what we did worked, and just be like that conceited about it, like that, like,
yeah, they're
the going to
give up.
Like, you
what?
Got to where this is going to work, we don't even have a plan B. Like... Come on, man. There's got to be, like, Rick should be, you, like, if you're supposed to be the leader, you should be three steps ahead of Negan already. And he's always three steps ahead of you. I get that's the bad guy's thing. Like, it's to be three steps ahead of the good guy. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, at this point, like, you're falling for the same fucking things, man. Like, I get Daryl kind of screwed the pooch a little bit with things, but that's, I don't think what Daryl did would have prevented Eugene's solution.
Right. There you go. That's the perfect way to say it. Because I wasn't going to say that he didn't fuck it up, because I think he did. He fucked up. He rocked the garbage people's confidence in Rick, and they bailed immediately.
When they saw that it wasn't like the picture. It
wasn't like what he said.
Because they knew that they. You know why they bailed? Give you a reason.
Self-preservation. Yeah.
He could be going after our compound right fucking now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's go get back there right now.
Yep. Well, yeah,
they're the same thing Rick did. Right back to, I gotta make it to fucking my son.
Yeah.
As soon as I possibly can, because that's where Negan's going.
Yeah.
So Negan bombs the whole. Arcadia's done. That's it.
Alexandria.
I did it again.
Arcadia.
Arcadia's from Troll Hunters.
All right.
I'm excited about that. That starts this
Yeah?
Weekend. Yeah. Season 2.
Isn't there like another Star Wars movie coming out?
Well, that's a theater thing. I was talking to my wife about that today. I don't want to go to the regular theater around here. I think I want to go out to Portage and see it at the cool theater. They got a cool theater out there.
The 4D experience.
Now, I don't even know about 4D, but like they have like a...
The 4 was
it's called D-Box.
The shaking of the chair thing. Like,
but then it would imply that the rest of it's 4D? In 3D. This is called D-Box. Okay. Like, so like I don't want it to be in 3D. I don't like 3D movies. It gives me a headache. Like,
I agree. I can't,
You know, I'd rather watch it in just regular, you know.
I just remember when we went to Universal, it was Shrek 4D, and the fourth dimension was the chair shaking and getting squirted with water.
That's what I thought. Wind blowing at you. Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's
I guess I see what you mean.
Really. Yeah, not like three-dimensional TV. The video necessarily, but yeah, they consider that the fourth dimension of watching.
I mean, like, it's a cool idea. It just gives me a headache. Like, that's why I'm skeptical of virtual reality. Like, some of the stuff that they're coming out with now in the
more
expensive systems.
Yeah, but it's not like
wearing
glasses for
3D. No, I know. I know.
Because that stuff's garbage, dude. You have to kind of look at it weird.
Dude, like, the whole, like, it doesn't look right. Like, see, I'd rather see it, like, I want to go to, like, they have an HD theater out there. Like, their shit's, like, fucking super, it's the best quality there is, you know. Yeah. It's not an AMC theater though, so like we have gift cards for AMC, so it's hard to go somewhere else, you know. But I'm pretty sure they have a bar out there and stuff. Like, I don't know if we're like, you go to the fucking theater with three kids, you're spending $100-something, man, and all the shit that they want to get at the concession stand. If we're gonna spend that kind of money, let's go drive a little bit farther and go to a little bit more of an experience out of it. I guess I don't know. That's a little tangent. Sorry.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
My bad. I see you yawning over there. Fucking
no, that's it. Just it's 9:20.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm
literally
saying.
It.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So they blow the shit out of Alexandria.
Right.
Negan goes to Rick's house to make spaghetti. I didn't even see him eat. Anyway.
It was just a thing that he was saying because of the last time he was there. But whatever. Yeah,
but
I mean,
yeah,
like...
So he goes there and they blow up every other house and then.
Go ahead.
No.
Finish your statement.
I was just getting to, and then Rick shows up.
How do you not expect him to be there?
Yeah, so...
I'm sorry. His people have blown the shit out of everything. The gate's knocked down. How do you not expect Negan to be in your house? Like, how do you not open the front door? Like, this motherfucker's in here. Yeah. Everything's dark. Carl and Michonne ain't here. Negan's in this motherfucker. How are you not ready, man? Like, I don't get it. And then you fight like a pussy? Like, I was pissed off at that. Like, I'm telling you, this is the guy you've been waiting to get your hands on. And just because he has a bat, and then you get the bat, and then you get
he
kicked.
Hits him with the butt of it real quick.
Why are you not bashing his fucking skull in right there? Done. Why are you not taking a full sledgehammer swing at his face?
Right.
Even if he blocks it with his hands, that's it.
I 100% support this rant.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's stupid. Like, he got hit. Okay, so he comes around the corner. Even if he comes around the corner, gets caught off guard, gets hit in the stomach, he's just rolling around on the ground. Like, this is the guy, man.
Yeah.
Get up and poke his fucking eyes out
this
if you have to. Jesus Christ.
This is the scratch and claw.
Right.
Kill this motherfucker.
Like, you fought the dude in the fucking.
Do you want him to slide his dick down your throat again?
What? Right. What was the. The guy he hung up on the wall hook. He fought the shit out of that dude.
Right.
We don't even know that guy. This is a random red shirt guy. We get Negan and Rick in a house alone, and that's the fight we get?
Yeah, it was a pretty sad fight. When Rick was, like, thinking about going for the gun, like...
What are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Just do it!
But, I mean, not even just that. Just, like, everything was slow motion.
Come on.
Everything from Rick's part. Now, admittedly... Maybe he was just reeling from being hit with the bat a couple times. So, I mean, let's take that into consideration. You get hit, and maybe you're just out of breath. And so every movement you do is like, fuck, I got to build up to this, and then
right,
go.
I get
but
it.
Still,
like, I mean, but like the big
like
one,
okay,
forever. He got hit in the stomach. This is seeing it once. He got hit in the stomach. He maybe got hit, like, he hit him in the stomach, but it wasn't like full swings. It was like... You know, like that, you know, and he kind of hit him in the stomach and then he like hit him in the face. Then he fell on the ground and then he went to take a big swing at him and Rick rolled out of the way. So like, I don't even think he took that big last hit.
Right.
And then so then he's like, dude, at this point, you should be on your motherfucking feet. Like, aah! You know, like going at
why
this
is he
dude,
not
like,
biting his throat?
Right,
out.
Dude. Right. Where's that Rick right now? Yeah. In the fight, this is the dude. Like, I'm sorry.
The beard did not have magical powers.
Right. I don't know, man. It just seems like... wouldn't know. Like, I hope, beard, I hope that the final fight between those two is a lot more...
It has to be better than that.
Bloodier and...
Because that was
less
garbage.
Dark than that. It was garbage, man.
Fight. It was a garbage fight. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Oh, them going to the kingdom. Them going to the kingdom. Gavin, you said that guy's name is?
I think the curly hair reluctant guy.
Maybe it is.
I really don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. You're. Yeah, come on, man. Go ahead.
But he was the same guy that...
Like, come on, dude. Like,
when he realized they were being what was happening. Oh, Jesus Christ. Was him when they were at the sanctuary and they did the warning shots and shit. That was definitely the guy that was... He kept seeing this for what it is for a minute. I feel like he's the most reasonable one.
Well, he is, definitely. But, like, that's not... Like, how does that guy raise to power in Negan's ranks? Like, I don't understand. Like, how does that dude get to that point?
Because they're letting Eugene sneak up their ranks. And nobody... They didn't catch him. They didn't realize that despite the fact that he went back to get his iPod out of the coffin... Which, how the fuck was it still in there? She took it off after she became a walker? You know
and
what
maybe
I mean?
It just fell off of her? Like
but
she dropped
then,
it? It was in her
hand?
But
then they put it in, like, a basement somewhere, and it was still in the coffin. I don't know. I just thought that was weird. It felt like they would have caught him and realized, oh, that's his iPod. He gave it to her. He helped her die.
And then he used Simon the iPod still, to...
Simon still thinks that...
To,
that she suffocated in there, and that's why they drilled the holes in the new coffin.
Right.
But she didn't suffocate. She died from the pill that
right.
Eugene gave
yes,
her.
Yes, the poison
pill. So they don't know that he's...
So is she the most important character that's died this season?
Who?
Besides Carl?
Who? Sasha?
Carl's impending death?
Carl is dead, okay? Carl be dead. This is the end
I'm
of
saying,
Carl.
I'm just saying.
It's not the end
just
of Carl,
saying.
But Carl is dead. The
just
character
saying.
Will not live.
Beyond. Just saying. We didn't see him die.
We didn't. No. But that was a pretty slow pullback.
Hey, man, they're doing their own.
It was a pretty, pretty slow
they're
pullback.
They're doing their own Jon Snow.
But.
Just, no, I mean, no, I'm kidding.
There can
of
be
course.
Another.
That's not this. This that can't
there
be.
There can
that.
Be another, like. Run for Carl. There could be another episode or two. They could stretch it out, or they could just move on.
Or is he the? Is he the cure? He said he's going to live through it. He's just going to survive.
But he's
it.
Already feeling it. It's
yeah.
He's
yeah.
Fucked.
That's the thing that makes me real. Like that makes me want to agree with you. Yeah. Is the fact that he's
already seeing
sweating and like you said glistening. Look, listen, and like I wasn't trying to get too scientific. I'm not a doctor, but like I'm talking about the. The sickness, him and Gabriel being sick at the same time. I wonder if that has like anything to do with it. Is he savable at all? Like, I don't know. Just a question. Like I said, we got to wait till what, February to find out. So
yeah, but in that meantime, we should watch Fear.
You're probably right. Yeah,
because we don't have to podcast each one, but we could talk about the implications of Fear
as opposed to Walking
when
Dead.
We start mm-hmm. Walking Dead again,
right?
We should be able to be caught up to season 4 of Fear.
That's a lot of zombies, man.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm in, though. I mean, I'll check it out.
I mean, again, we don't have to
is
talk
it, is
about
it. Are
each
they
episode.
8 episodes? Or are they full seasons apiece now?
The full season 2 is 15 episodes. And that's where I'm at. The end of that. Okay. Season 3, I think, is 15 episodes.
15 episodes. So they did the trial run with the, was it 8 episodes? Or
yeah,
something
like that. Six.
Six or 8.
Yeah, something like that. So the kingdom belongs to Negan.
Oh, my palm sweat shit when I watched the show.
Oh, that was
you know
the
saying?
Best. I recorded it's you like, earlier because of that, too. You were just on edge, man.
I'm telling you, I was. I was on edge. Like, I knew somebody was going to get it. You know what? I'll tell you what. That the introductory Negan episode, was it season 6, episode 1? Glenn and Abe?
No, that's 7. Season 7, episode 1.
Oh, this is season 8. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah so season 7, episode 1. Right. Yeah, that shit was brutal, man. Like, that's the high-octane show. Like, that's... Like, this... Now, looking back on it, this episode didn't have that... It had me feeling like
it
that while I was watching
the
it.
Fucking...
But, like, the...
The tension of who's
going to die. The tension of that that scene was pretty palpable, man. Like, the cutting off, like, I'm going to make you cut off your son's arm right here. Right. Like, come on, dude. Like, at right before that, like, when he's, like, leaning over him and shit, like, I paused it. Like, I paused the episode. Like, I was like, God, I've been walking around the room like, oh, my God. Like, this is freaking ridiculous. Yeah. Holy shit. And, like, it just never got to that level again. And, like, I think, like, my mind, like, wants to get there. Like, and that's why I get so tense when watching it. Like, yeah. I don't know that this episode deserved that tension.
I mean, Carl's at some point died, in time. Man.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't, that was a, you know, at the end of it, that was, you saw my reaction at the end, was like, oh,
but we, you know, like, we were talking about it right after, and the thing that I didn't realize on the first watch is that he had been bit during that incident with,
yeah, that's a good discussion, I'm glad you brought that
with
up,
with Sadiq.
Yes.
Where the walker was on him for far too long.
Right. I think that's where he got bit right there. That's he said so that's tragic, when it happened. Man. He said we had to go back and listen to it, but that's what he said. That's when it happened. I brought him back here and that's when it happened. Or
but
that's how it happened or something when he lifted up the thing.
Something like that.
But you're right. Yeah. Already had it bandaged.
Cleaned.
Which I guess it was those. I guess now that you think about it, they were all down there for a few minutes. Like somebody could have thrown a bandage on it within a few minutes down there.
I don't think so.
But I think I think we talked it out, and I think that's.
So this whole episode, Carl knew he was going to die.
Rick is going to be super pissed.
Oh,
at
you think
Sadiq, dude?
No, he's going to be pissed at Negan. Sadiq saved their ass by bringing them down there. That was his idea. He said, "I brought him down here." That's the implication I got, was that Sadiq had been staying in the sewers.
No. Oh, well, that makes sense, too. But so I thought Carl, Rick or Carl
what
said...
What that did with Carl, then, is it gave Carl... It proved what Carl was saying to Rick, that we have to do more than just hope. We have to take on people. And this guy ended up saving them, but in doing so, Carl had to sacrifice himself to get that point across to his dad.
Which is why he was so willing to say... If killing me right now
helps forward.
Now,
yeah. But say that was because happened. He was going to die.
Say that happened.
Uh-huh.
Say Negan just like, all right, and kills him right there. But then in examining the body or whatever, realized that he was bit. He's like, this little motherfucker played me again, you know, and then goes and wipes anybody out anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily trust Negan to go through on a deal.
Anything. I don't know, man. Like...
You think he'd be like, you got me, Carl.
No, anything.
No,
I don't know about that. Like, after Carl was dead, like, and he found out that he was bit and that he'd been played, he liked Carl, though. So he might have been like, he might have did just what you said. You little motherfucker. Got me, you know?
Yeah.
That was a cool little moment between him, though, when Carl kind of talked him down, man. He had him thinking. Like, you do it. He had him, like,
he was
back down a little bit.
Well, he was bitching him out in front of his whole crew there, right. Basically. He was just saying. Well, one thing that I think was interesting was I thought Carl was showing the potential to be a future Negan crew member by challenging him.
Well, that whole speech up there just made Negan like Carl even more.
For sure, because he was calling Negan out, A, in front of everybody, and B, he was accurate in the but the way he said it, he was like, "Hey man, is this the vision you had?"
Like, really, is this what you
real
wanted?
Straight up to him, not like busting his balls, but like, for real, man, was this really what you intended?
Right.
The way all of this is.
Right.
And I think Carl is one of the only people that could ask him that where he would consider it and be like, you know, think about
he
it.
He did,
a
though.
Yeah.
He did. He honestly, like, he looked to the side like.
Carl's a fucking badass.
Yeah, he did.
Man,
it's sad. It's really heartbreaking. It was a heartbreaking end to that episode. It was.
God damn it.
Sorry, I'm glad you got my heartbreak on camera.
Right.
It was good.
What else happens? Oh, Eugene lets Gabriel and the doctor go.
Yeah, in a really convoluted way.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He could be...
Oops.
He could be catastrophically crapping his khakis.
Catastrophically crapping his khakis. Oops,
what
and he drops
the
keys
you
on the
liked?
Ground. My favorite line of this of the episode was, "Holy shit, everybody, hold your fire! It's Carl."
Yeah. Maggie goes back to the hilltop and kills the pisser.
The guy pissed himself. Yep.
And puts him in the box and says, "We got 38 more. Stand down." I mean, well played. 38 people's a lot to threaten to kill all of.
And if everybody else sees that in Negan's crew, like, you know, he can't, you know, just be like, wipe them out, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
38 of their people, you know?
Yep.
That's a warfare tactic.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But she walks away crying about it. Like,
well, that's the first time, dude. Like, I can't remember another time where she's walked up and blatantly just blew somebody's fucking brains out like that.
No.
Like, come on. That's got to take a toll on somebody, period.
Even
if it is warfare, if it is. I mean, she just executed a prisoner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's what she wanted the box for.
Yep. Well, obviously. Yeah.
On the road, Dwight...
The widow.
Dwight turns on his crew... Kills all of them except for the girl.
Blonde chick.
And she gets away.
How did that happen?
I don't know. So he's fucked, basically. And they asked how they all got out. And he said, Eugene. So there had to be some plan. We've sort of talked through it, I guess, in terms of what the plan could have been.
That he had them all. They mowed them down. Right. He's going to make them more bullets. And he led the rest of the herd away with the music.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So that's the, I mean, the...
So Dwight is bones. Like, I can help you. I want you guys to win and Negan to die. We'll settle up after. And then Daryl rips his fucking vest off of his back. Just rips it right back off of Dwight. That was good shit. Give me
Dude, I thought he was going to help him up. Like, I thought he was going to lean over and like, all right, buddy, get up. And he just takes his fucking wings of freedom back and shit. Wings of freedom.
The wings of freedom.
Watch Attack on Titan on Crunchyroll.
Morgan is listening as the dude tells Ezekiel he's going to die and be put on the fence. I don't know what the point of that was.
Right. Well, I thought he was going to like kill all those guys behind there. Like Turtle Clear Morgan was going to rescue the king.
They go down in the sewer. Michonne doesn't come down. She goes and finds Rick, and then they come back, and then we go through that walk where everybody's sad, and you know, Rick doesn't really get why yet until he sees Carl's dead, basically. I mean, genuinely, that's the worst one yet.
One of them, yeah. For sure.
I can't think of another one worse. That was
the mom.
Because you see him and Lori, he looks so cool. Fuck Lori. Carl is the most badass character on the show. I mean, but at the time, he had to go.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
The arc of the story, he had to go.
Like, we discussed that, though. Like, he could have been Negan.
God, he could have been so badass if he had just left.
You know what I mean? Like,
he
left, and then, like, he just shows up. And we hear all this about this Negan, and it's motherfucking Shane? Like, oh come on, that would have been mind-blowing,
That
dude.
Would have been the greatest thing ever if Shane had just left.
Oh, dude. Been gone for three or four seasons.
Yeah, he had just left one day. And that was it. That we never saw him again, so we thought. And then he comes back and he's
built a fucking army and he's Negan.
Oh, I want to watch that.
Dude, come on. Put him in the fucking leather jacket with the fucking thing.
Can Carl be the one that gets bit, like Andrew Lincoln suggested for the ending of the show? Can Carl be the one who gets bit and he just is not immune to it and he doesn't die? God damn it. I don't want him to die. I don't want him to die either. To be gone from the show. It's going to be missing that. Now let me ask you this. I think we can end on this note. Well, let me check to see if there was any viewer feedback stuff. It's all good. Still listening, LOL. It's all good with the vaping. Carry on, however makes you guys most comfortable.
Whatever. I'm trying to turn away.
Let's see. Did I tell you about... Oh, yeah, that's way back.
That's for you, buddy.
So, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Great. No, I didn't really see anything else. Let me do one last thing that I don't always do, but I feel like I should do, and that is check the Jay and Jack page and see if anybody else even mentioned stuff about that episode, if there were any comments on it.
Right.
Because they post one for each episode. I don't know if you have to ask to be part of the group on Facebook, but let's see how it's got to be. So somebody's like, Carl has stubble. He's grown up on the show. This is one of the few times that I will admit to canceling a show because of the death of a beloved character. This was bullshit and lazy. I'm done.
Wow.
He was such a little guy when he started. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
It's been 7-8 years, dude.
Right. But it hasn't been that long on the show, so it's tough to...
Somebody posted a picture of his new haircut.
Oh, jeez.
Then somebody else said it's just a ponytail. Anyone else annoyed with all the close-ups?
Yeah, I was totally annoyed with all the close-ups. Absolutely. It felt like it took up a lot of time of the episode.
Somebody's like, I like watching really old movies. The close-ups kind of remind me of some really bad 70s movies. And somebody's like, I almost quit because of those close-ups. What a radical departure from the graphic novel slash comic. So much for Jay's advice in the latest Ramblecast to draw from the comic as inspiration. He's still alive in the comic. The writers didn't seem to know how to include him in their storylines week to week. Maybe they don't read the comic.
Yeah, if that's the case, like, why are they not reading the comic?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
That should be your source material number one. Like, I'm sorry, right. But that should be it. Right. Like, if this is where you're getting that story from, that's, you should be going to the people who are writing the fucking story.
Right.
If you have to adapt it for screen purposes and whatever and change things here and there, yeah, but that should be your source material. If you're deriving that far from it, like, you're going to piss people off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry. Like, the people are... If you take it back to its roots, when the show first started, people started watching it because it was a comic book. The only reason I watched the premiere that night was because I knew it was a comic book.
Yeah?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Okay. Someone else said, I'll finish this season... But I'm done if Negan's not dead by the end of it. I will not watch another season of him. I know I'm in the minority, but I've been over him forever. I've been over him since we first saw him. Me too. He's so cartoonish.
Negan?
I did love when
cartoonish is a good
asked him if he's ever stopped talking. Hated that he didn't kill him when they were inside the house, hitting him with the wrong side of Lucille. Really, dude? There have been way too many times Negan could have been killed. They dragged this out way too long. So that's the general consensus on the Facebooks.
I mean, like, I do generally form my own opinions on things like that. Yeah. But, like, if I see enough people, like, yeah, no, this is bad, dude. Like, maybe I'll, like, start to look at it in a different light a little bit. I wouldn't call it bad, but, like, I did find myself complaining quite a bit more this season than...
Okay.
I would normally think. Yeah, I mean, like, not that I was like on this podcast complaining the whole time. We did have a lot of valid discussions.
No, I loved. We had a lot of good talks about the episode. Season, actually,
I thought it was good. Like, I wouldn't say it's in the trash can. Like, no. I wouldn't put it there. You know, like, this show's done. Like, I can't. People go to extremes on things too much sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like, people live in
the world
of the internet troll, and it's just like you got to have this extreme reaction to everything. Like, tone it down, man. Like, give it a fucking chance. I can borderline see where you're coming from with the dragging the Negan thing out a little bit. I can see with that, but, like, let's put it in a little bit more of a subtle tone. Be like, I'm done. No, you're not. You're gonna be fucking watching this show when it comes back, and you know you will.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit here and tell me you're done. You're not. Even if come on, bullshit. I call bullshit. Whoever said that they're
you've
done.
Watched
I call
eight
bullshit.
Seasons.
Will
and
you call
now
me?
You're done.
You're right.
You watched swear, all that you're watching, prison bullshit, and you're still.
If you're watching this podcast right now, please, you contact me next season in February, and you tell me I didn't watch it. I'm not watching it.
Yeah,
you're
I'm not interested.
It.
What happens? With
bullshit.
Them.
You're coming back, and you're watching. You know it. That's all there is to it.
We'll be back in February with the season 8.5 premiere.
It's season 8.5. There you go.
And we'll see you later because... This is how to watch TV. I already said see you later.
You'll be back and you know it.
You will. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.